from the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For Rio.
And host Frank Nicotero.
And I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action Saturday and Sunday nights. The trials to the Edbert Million Futurity are set for Sunday night, May 26th. Impressive debut winners, Norco, Wire Fraud, and Big Hurt, are among the young standouts to watch in the trials, plus night racing's best bets. The early pick four had a big pool on May 5th, and check out the late pick four pool on May 12th, plus our pick six promo. Great weekends of action, always at Los Alamitos.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday, as we have just about 350,000 of our closest friends that converged on this gaming capital this weekend to enjoy the Memorial Day holiday weekend that has already started. Traffic on the highway coming up from California and from Arizona, and of course the airport as well, was pretty crowded last night for people getting here to enjoy the three-day holiday Memorial Day weekend. We hope you'll be with us throughout the weekend as well. We are here at the South Point Studios, streaming at YouTube, the South Point TV network at YouTube streaming there. And of course, you can get us just by going to YouTube and punching in South Point Studios. You'll get to us and you get to see and hear us on the Race Day Las Vegas show, coming to you live and direct from the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard, your gaming capital. And then, of course, all of the other formats that we have, our anchor radio station, in case you're zipping around town. Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. You can hear us there as well. And then, of course, all the formats and all of the platforms that we have delivering this particular product to you around the world. That includes our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global. iPhone and Android, you got the apps there, the KSHP app that you can hear us, and the YouTube app that you can hear and watch us on, of course, your Androids and your iPhones, and, of course, anywhere you get podcasting. So simply put, welcome to the Race Day Show as we embark, of course, on the big, big, we're right in, almost in the middle of the big Memorial Day weekend here. Lots of people here, a lot of stuff going on, sports and horses and shows and dinner houses and all the good stuff happening. Celebrating, of course, Memorial Day, the unofficial beginning of summer here, 2024. We welcome you to the show. All right, I want to remind everybody out there that there's a large menu of racetracks available today and through the weekend. And, of course, on Monday, Memorial Day, the special holiday, there will be special racing at a lot of racetracks that don't have racing on Monday, but they're taking the holiday to do it, of course. And we will be here taking the holiday to help you with those tracks, etc., on Monday, Memorial Day. So we will be here with a special Monday, Memorial Day race day show, beginning at the same time this one began at 7 a.m. Pacific time on all of the platforms that you're watching and hearing us now. So we're going to be here on a special Memorial Day Monday show with all of our handicappers looking at the Monday races, the Memorial Day races, that's for sure. Of course, today is California Gold Rush Day in Southern California at Santa Anita during the Hollywood meet. Several Calbred Stakes races that, of course, will include the return of the legend in his own time, the Chosen Braun. We'll get a full feel of the California Gold Rush races a little bit later on with John Lindo. We brought John Lindo up a little bit earlier on the show. We're going to go over those Gold Rush races. And, of course, we got Jonathan Hardoon, which will be with us right after the break and the large menu of racetracks we have available today. And, of course, Rich Eng and Jerry Jack, which will wind up the show for us as well on this Saturday of the Memorial Day weekend. It's a great day out here, too. I can tell you right now, our temperature is 73 degrees out here. And it's beautiful. A little bit of, a breeze going on. We're going to get up to 93, and we're going to be in the 90s. Throughout the entire weekend, this is the way the weather's going to be, sun shining and all that. Across the country, really, the West Coast is clear, the Gulf Coast is clear, and yes, the East Coast is clear as well. So we've got a little bit of action going on in Utah and northern Nevada, and of course, north of the Great Lakes area up there in Canada. But otherwise, weather's going to be good for a little barbecuing and a little betting on horses, etc. as well. All right, looking at some of the news, first of all, the Belmont Stakes. Let's go to the Belmont Stakes update. Now, the Belmont Stakes update, Fierceness worked out with a stablemate called Mind Frame and went 49.50 for the half. They just went a leisurely half. They galloped out three quarters in 114.50. And that stablemate, Mind Frame, is a horse now that Todd Pletcher, the trainer, is thinking about running in the Belmont Stakes. Now, this horse is 2-for-2 in his career. He has won those two races by a combined over 21 lengths. This is a nice three-year-old, and they are very much thinking of Mind Frame joining Fierceness in the Belmont Stakes 2 weeks from today, or they're going to send him to the Haskell at Monmouth. So we've got two new shooters from two trainers that just don't do this that often. So you know these horses got to be really special horses. Mind Frame for Todd Pletcher and, of course, Batten Down for Bill Mott. Both of those trainers are considering these horses with very, very lack of experience as far as that, very limited experience, but a lot of talent to enter into the race, of course, that will be headed by the more seasoned three-year-olds, of course, Fierceness, Honor Marie, you got Sierra Leone, and you've got, of course, the Preakness winner, Seize the Gray. And as far as Seize the Gray is concerned, trainer Dwayne Lucas was interviewed at his barn the other day, and he said, look, Seize the Gray came out of the race great, and he said he's doing great. As a matter of fact, Lucas said that of all the 15 previous winners, the three-year-old horses, winners that he had in the Triple Crown. He said this horse came out of this race better than all of those other 15 Triple Crown race winners. And Seize the Gray is getting ready to go in the Belmont. And, of course, it's going to be one hell of a card, that's for sure. As far as the racing cards this weekend, I understand that Monday's Memorial Day card over at Santa Anita is full of quality and quantity. An 11 race card that says it's going to be a blockbuster on Monday at Santa Anita. It's about time. So we're looking forward to that as well. And one final note, Ken Ramsey, who has been a great owner for horse races and horses for years and has a great stable going on there in Kentucky, he is in search of a kidney transplant. His kidneys are failing, and Ken Ramsey is looking for a kidney transplant. So our thoughts and prayers go out to him as well. A great guy and a great contributor to the great sport of Kings, that's for sure. And we want to congratulate Jeff Siegel, a guy that I've known for the entire time I've ever worked in the media in horse racing, and that goes back into the mid-70s. Jeff Siegel was one of the first persons I met and knew in the press box of Hollywood Park. He was a handicapper for a newspaper at the time. Of course, you know, he's done so many things since then. An owner, you know, media, just done everything in horse racing that, you know, loves the sport, knows the sport well. Jeff Siegel will be taking the helm for Southern California as the morning line maker. Because John White is retiring at the end of the Hollywood season at Santa Anita. Jeff Siegel has been hired to take that place, and he will be the morning line maker there in Southern California. I could tell you, he is one of the most knowledgeable people for as far as horses and gambling and how the players will play. So you get a good morning line out of Jeff Siegel. Congratulations to him. We'll take a look at the Pennine Ridge with Jonathan Hardoon. That's the big stakes race today at Aqueduct. And, of course, as I said, we'll get John Lendo involved with the California Gold Rush Stakes races today in California as we move through the Memorial Day weekend here at the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. So let's get started. We'll go to our first break, and when we come back, we'll do our racing menu and then get started with looking at the races today. So don't go away on this Memorial Day weekend. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Memorial Day Saturday weekend show. And taking a look at the results from yesterday, Santa Anita, pick six, $23,918.90. And in the pick six races, highest priced winner was $16.60. A lot of middle priced winners there that got that job done, that's for sure. In the last race at Santa Anita, you know that Rich Eng and Jerry Jackowitz both landed on the same horse. That horse got home in the ninth race for a winner there for these guys, Uncle Reg, giving Umberto Rispoli his third win of the day. And, of course, Mr. Baltus got his second win of the day, 680 for the win there. So congratulations to our guys for that one there. And taking a look at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct, by the way, in the last race at Aqueduct. Now, you know, we had Jonathan Hardoon and Jerry Jackowitz both come up with the same horse in the last race at Belmont at Aqueduct. The horse was Solib. Now, Solib was 10-1 on the morning line, watching the action on the tote board before the race started. Horse went down one time. At one time, he went down to 6-1, but then he laid around 8-1 to 10-1, and he closed at 10-1 when they went into the starting gate. Well, this horse was a zip code behind the front runners going down the backstretch. And I was thinking to myself, when in the world is this guy going to start asking this horse to run? Well, he did. He ran. He came rolling up on the outside, turning for home, but he still had the field to catch at the top of the stretch. And he swept by everybody except one. He ran second in the race. The winner, however, was a link-up horse for Jerry Jagan, as he keeps telling you. Always bet the reverse play as well, and that worked out. The winner, Moon Age Daydream for Flavian Pratt, paid $9 even. Solib ran second. The dollar reverse exacta, that $1 exacta, paid $54.25, and all I can say is three jumps after the wire, Solib was in front. And so it goes. All righty, and as far as any of the other action yesterday at Churchill Downs, Steve Asmussen and his son Keith had a couple of wins, or Steve did anyhow. Steve Asmussen had a couple of wins yesterday at Churchill Downs. And that's just about what happened yesterday around the country. That is really worthwhile talking about. Pimlico, however, the pick six jackpot continues. They had that big pick six jackpot from the Preakness week last weekend. Nobody was a single winner yesterday, so they got a big carryover in the pick six jackpot for today. Let's get started with the racing menu for today, and it's a big one. Today's racing menu, of course, first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas in the Pacific time zone. So these will be the first post times as reflective start times in the Pacific time zone. If you're listening anywhere else, adjust to the Pacific time zone to wherever you're at. Don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Big menu, so here we go. We begin with Valterra Park. Valterra Park has eight races today, and their first post time at Valterra is set at 9:15. 9:15 first post at Valterra. All right, now Pimlico Racecourse has 10 races today. Their first post time is 9:25, and as we said, big pick six jackpot carryover continues at Pimlico. Today it stands at $343,979. $342,979 in the pick six jackpot carryover at Pimlico. 10 races today. First post time is at 9:25. Then we go to Delaware Park. Delaware Park has eight races. Their first post time is 9:30. 9:30 at Delaware Park. Following that, Belmont at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct today. It's sunny, beautiful, mostly sunny, 75 degrees. The track is fast and the turf courses are labeled firm. All right, that's today at the Belmont at Saratoga. No carryovers, of course, there today. 11 races. 11 races today at Aqueduct. The feature race is the $200,000 Grade II Pennon Ridge. A mile and one eighth on the outer turf course for three-year-olds. A field of seven there, a good competitive seven. The 2-1 favorite is Legend of Time with Joel Rosario aboard. Again, first post time, Belmont at Aqueduct, 9:35 at Belmont at Aqueduct. Then we go to Churchill Downs, Louisville, Kentucky, where we're at Churchill Downs. 11 races today. Their feature race is the $250,000 Curtana Stakes. At a mile and one half on the turf for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. Seven go to the post. 9-5 favorite there is Chop Chop. And, of course, we'll wait and see if that stays on the turf there. First post time at Churchill Downs for the 11 races set at 9:45. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $10,386 today at Churchill. 9:45 first post there. Monmouth Park from the shores of New Jersey. Got a nice pick six jackpot carryover going there, $45,943. Their feature race is the seventh on the card, the Cliffhanger, at a mile and 1/16 on the turf for three-year-olds and up. A field of nine there before scratches. 5-2 favorite is Forever Super with Danielle Centeno aboard. That's the seventh race on the card, Monmouth Park, first post time, 9:50, first post at Monmouth Park today. Again, pick six jackpot carryover, $45,943. Then we go to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has 11 races, a couple of stakes races there at Gulfstream. The $100,000 Big Drama Stakes is the seventh. 7-5 favorite there is Octane. The $95,000 Mr. Steel is the ninth. And the favorite there at 7-5 is Main Event. Those two big favorites today at Gulfstream Park. Their pick six, Rainbow Jackpot Carryover, $178,378. First post time at Gulfstream Park for their 11 races, 9:55. Then we go north of the border to Woodbine, where their super high five jackpot carryover stands at $91,364. Nine races at Woodbine today. First post time is 10:10. Hawthorne Racecourse, eight races today at Hawthorne. First post time there with a small pick six carryover of $830 is set at 12:40 at Hawthorne. Then we go to Santa Anita for today's California Gold Rush Day. 1 o'clock first post time, 10 races, half of them are stakes races. The Thor's Echo will be the third, the Crystal Water will be the fourth, Franz Valentine will be the sixth, the Snow Chief will be the eighth, and the Melaire Stakes will be the ninth. 10 races at Santa Anita today, and a first post time of 1 o'clock this afternoon. We'll get John Leno to check in with all those Gold Rush Stakes races today a little bit later. 1 o'clock, first post at Santa Anita today. Next comes Golden Gate. Golden Gate's Pick 6 Jackpot Carryover, $6,227. Eight races today at Golden Gate. First post time, 1:15. 1:15 at Golden Gate. Emerald Downs is next. Emerald Downs' first post time is 1:30. Canterbury Park has eight races. First post time, 3:10. First post time, 3:10 at Canterbury Park. Evangeline Downs has nine races. Their first post time is 3:30. Charlestown, with a pick six jackpot carryover of $10,484, has an eight-race card with a first post time of 4 p.m. Prairie Meadows has a super high five jackpot carryover of $10,440. And their first post time is also at 4 p.m. We wrap up racing in America with Los Alamitos. First post time at Los Alamitos, 6:35. They got three mixed breed, three thoroughbreds, and three quarter horses for their nine race card, 6:35 first post. Now I say we wrapped up racing in America because we have five racetracks coming in tonight from Australia that are available for racing and betting here at South Point. They are the Ganay Stakes track, the Hobart track, the Caligari track, the Maruia track, and the Sunshine Coast track. All five of those will be available after the races are concluded on the West Coast today. They're going to be racing tonight way into the wee hours, but you can bet them here, the Australian racing, at the South Point Racebook. That's your menu. Choke me up. That's your menu. All right, let's go to Jonathan Nardoon, standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. 22 racetracks available, minimum, maybe some more that slip through the cracks. Who knows?
There's going to be plenty of action if you want to find it, that's for sure. But, of course, we certainly concentrate on more of the American horses, obviously. And we've got the Pennon Ridge today at Belmont at Aqueduct. How do you see that race?
Yeah, it's the seventh race today, Ralph. It's a field of seven. And I like, well, Chad Brown has two horses in the race, the one white Palomino and the three Risk Tolerance. And Charles Appleby ships in the two-horse Legend of Time. So, you know, some good, certainly live barns there. Pletcher has a horse in the race. Mott has a horse in the race. I like white Palomino. The rail horse for the Chad Brown barn. Flavian Pratt climbs aboard, and Pratt and Brown have just been deadly recently. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. He has two career starts. He's run very well in both of them. I like number one, White Palomino, to upset and win this year's Pennine Ridge.
All right, that's the seventh race on the card today at Belmont at Aqueduct, the one White Palomino. Of course, the team of Pratt and Cox. And we have another interesting story, a little rumor that broke this morning. It's not a Cox horse, but it is a horse that is going to go in the Belmont Stakes and got beat just a nose in the Kentucky Derby. Sierra Leone, we understand, is getting a new rider, Mr. Hardoon.
I'm shocked. I personally don't believe it. I'd like to see it to believe it. But again, I just said Pratt and Brown have been on fire. So maybe he's making the move to Pratt. But I would just be surprised. I mean, how could you give any blame to Gaffalione? He did an unbelievable job just even finishing second, to be honest with you. And prior to that, he's won on the horse. So to make the move, I mean, I understand Pratt is great, but I just don't think it's the right thing to be doing.
Now, that was a rumor that I heard, and it was kind of almost, became legitimate.
Almost official?
Almost official when I saw it also on X this morning, Twitter. But, you know, you want to double check Twitter all the time because there's not a lot of people are on there giving information that's not official, so we have to confirm it with a second official. But the rumor has it that Flavien Pratt is going to be named on Sierra Leone.
Again, I'm surprised, Ralph, and, Gaffalione, what did he do wrong? What did he do wrong? I guess it cost him $2,500 to try extra hard to get second for them, and I don't know.
I would
just
think,
doesn't seem like the right thing.
Well, I would think that the trainer and the jockey got together maybe after all of this was settled, sat down in a room, and Gaffalione may have told him that this horse might be just too much for him to control, try to find another rider. You don't know.
I don't know, but I know Gaffalione's a professional, and
yeah,
Gaffalione is at
yeah.
the top of his game, and he's one of the top five riders in the country, and I just think it's the wrong move if they make it. It's their horse. They're entitled to do whatever they want. They pay the bills. It's like when you fire a manager or a coach, you know, not everybody always agrees with it, and I don't agree with that move if they're doing it.
Well, like we said, it's just a rumor, and we'll wait and see about that. But for today, Mr. Pratt is sitting on White Palomino, and we hope that the White Palomino at a nice 6-1 odds, if we can get that, will be the winner of the Pennine Ridge, the seventh race today at Aqueduct, a pick from you. We'll get your official picks in just a moment, but we had a nice chance at a big score yesterday with a horse that I guess the timing was just a little off last night.
Yeah, he was coming off a little bit of a layoff. He really, usually the horse shows a lot more speed and is a lot closer, but for some reason, McCarthy dropped him back to last or whatever. The top of the stretch, he started to move. I thought we had a shot. He just came up a few steps short.
Well, let's hope we don't get a few steps short today, so we'll get to your picks. And, of course, you gave us the one White Palomino in the Pennine Ridge, but I understand you got another one for us at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct as well.
Yeah, well, let's look at the sixth race today, Ralph. 6.5 furlongs on the main track, and I love the number 8 horse in here, Vengi. 4-year-old gelding from the Ray Handel barn. This is an improving horse, getting better with each start. Graduation day today, Dylan Davis rides 4-1 on the morning line. Number 8, Vengi, wins today, sixth race out at the Big A, Belmont at the Big A.
All right, Belmont at the Big A, sixth race. You like the 8, Vengi, the 8 in the 6. Guess what? You gave us a rolling double.
What?
You gave us a rolling double.
There you go.
Eighth race, the 8, sixth race, the 8, and the seventh race, the 1. So in the sixth race, you say, give me a rolling double, 8 and 1, and you'll catch the rolling double as well. Jonathan, back-to-back horses there at Belmont at Aqueduct. And I would imagine you got something at the Great Race Place.
Yeah, we're going to look. And by the way, a terrific card today. And you're right, Ralph. Monday's card is classic for Santa Anita, to be honest with you. Full fields and a lot of good races. Anyway, for today, let's look at the 10th race, 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course. And I like the number 9 horse in here, Eddie's Last. This is a 4-year-old gelding from the Doug O'Neill barn. Mario Gutierrez aboard to ride. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. He tries the hillside turf course for the first time, but I think he's going to like it. And I think he's going to get a great trip breaking from the outside. Number 9, Eddie's Last, 6-1 on the morning line, wins today's 10th race out at Santa Anita.
All right, 10th and final race today at Santa Anita, number 9. Eddie's Last, the 9 in the 10th race. Jonathan Hardoon's plays for today. And he's got 4 complete cheats for you, folks. Santa Anita, Belmont at Aqueduct, Churchill, and Gulfstream as well, right?
Gulfstream.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Jonathan. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right, you got it, my man. We're going to a break, and no, we're not. We're not going to. Yes, I guess we will. Let's go to a break. We'll come back with John Lendo right after this. Don't go away.
Who
always there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas, we're going to bring in John Lindo a little bit earlier today because I want to go over the California Gold Rush Stakes races with John. So, John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Hey, did you hear that rumor about Pratt replacing Gaffleone on Sierra Leone?
Yeah, that's been confirmed. Mike Walsh from Daily Racing Form spoke to Chad Brown, and he did confirm the jockey switch. So Flavien Prat, who will be riding at Santa Anita on Monday, he has the mount on Sierra Leone and the Belmont. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe it's because he's based in New York and can work with the horse there on a daily basis.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if Welsh followed up by asking him why the change.
Yeah, he just all I saw was a confirmation that there was the switch. They didn't give a reason why.
All right, beautiful day in Southern California. John, finally we're going to get like at least two out of the 3 days in the weekend with monster cards at Santa Anita. I got to tell you, everybody I talked to after seeing the entries for Monday Memorial Day said, man, what a card they're having at Santa Anita there on Monday. But I got to tell you, it's a pretty darn good betting card today. And, of course, we got five California Gold Rush Stakes races. So I'm going to ask you to go through those as they'll roll out today at Santa Anita. Now, the first post time is 1 o'clock, but the first of the five Gold Rush Stakes races don't happen until the third race. And that, as you said yesterday, they deliberately put out of the pick six sequence because of the overwhelming favorite, the Chosen Vron, in this race. As a matter of fact, they only found four other horses to compete against this legend, who has a career of 22 starts, 17 wins, 1 second, and 2/3, which means he's been out of the money in his entire career only twice. He's been in the money 20 of 22 times. And at Santa Anita, out of 12 starts there, 10 wins and 1 second. I mean, 1/3, 10 wins and 1/3 out of 12 starts. He's been in the money, 11 out of 12 starts there. And as far as the distance is concerned, he's got 4 wins out of 5 starts at that. And in 2023, 6 wins out of 7 starts. This year, he's perfect with 3 for 3. And he goes as the 2-5 favorite in the third race. Can you beat him?
I don't think so, Ralph, and it might get easier. Big City Lights, who is the main danger in the race, number 3 in the program, Connections are still looking at the Triple Bend, which is a great stakes next weekend, going 7 furlongs, and trainer Richard Mandela said, well, you know, I can't see that race being hooking any tougher horse there for twice the money, so he may come out and wait for the Triple Bend next week. If it does, it'll be a field of 4, and then you're looking at 1-9 on the Chosen Vron. Not a betting race, but you still should go out and watch this horse perform. He's worth the price of admission. You don't get to see professionals like this that often, and it's really fun to watch.
It sure is. He's just a fun horse to watch. He just goes to the races every time with his running shoes on and just refuses to get beat, that's for sure. The fourth race is the Crystal Water, one of your favorite past horses, I know. At a mile on the turf for three-year-olds and up, a field of nine before any scratches. Too early for the scratches. The even money favorite in the race is Kings River Knight with Juan Hernandez. But at least it looks a little bit more competitive than the Thor's Echo.
Well, you know, Kings River Knight has won six of his last seven starts, the last four in a row. And the thing about it, Ralph, he's got a pace edge in here. There is not much speed. And when Kings River Knight makes the lead, he is very, very tough to pass. That should be the case again today. I don't know who will run with him early. Maybe Clouseau or OU Babe, but they're drawn way on the outside. So I think Kings River Knight controls this race. One horse that maybe might be able to upset number two, Coalinga Road. I think he's coming up to a good one. Been kind of racing into shape from the inside number two post. He'll tuck in and try and save ground and maybe make a run late. But it's Kings River Knight's race to lose. He's got to make a mistake to get beat today.
All right, John. So we got two favorites back to back in the Gold Rush Stakes. But as we move to the fifth, the third of the five. The sixth race is the Franz Valentine, named after DeKalb Red, the first horse to ever get disqualified in the Breeders' Cup on the inaugural Breeders' Cup, if you remember. At a mile on the turf for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up, and a full field of 11. Now, I know this is a competitive race.
Yes, it is. You're going to have the favorite, number 11, Stan Scam, dropping out of graded stakes races in against Calbred, so she's the one to beat. She's got speed, but she also drew post 11, and that's a tough place. You're going to have to go from that outside. There is some speed to her inside. Number four, Sneakers, got some speed, and so does number two, Jesse Bear. And Stan Scam has been run down twice going a mile, so I'm not sure she's really a miler. She might be best sprinting. She's going to be a low price, and at that point, maybe you look for an alternate. And for me, that's number three, Abita, who comes off of several really good races against softer company. Had all kinds of trouble last time, should have won, got beat. She'll be coming from off the pace, so if they fold up a little bit late at 10-1, Abita's got a chance. I don't like the rider switch. I kind of wish Hector Berrios was on this horse, but he stays with somebody else. You have Diego Herrera here, so I need that 10-1 to make it go, but I'm willing to take a shot to beat the favorite here in the Franz Valentine.
And will that be an official pick on the show as well?
Yeah, let's use that as our radio play today at Santa Anita. That's race number six, number three, Abita. Again, 10-1 is a very fair price.
10-1, and the 10-1 you feel is mostly for the rider rather than the horse.
Well, she's going to have to improve a little bit, but you should get the price with Diego Herrera aboard. It's not the Hernandez or Frazier or one of the leading riders, so that mm-hmm. helps the price.
All right, good. No, good enough. From the inside, let's hope he gets a trip, that's for sure. A couple of races later will be the fourth of the five Gold Rush Stakes races today. The eighth race is the Snow Chief, popular California bred, and I do believe he won the Preakness Stakes, did he not?
Yes, he did. He got beat in the Derby, and Mel Studi wheeled him right back in the Preakness, and he got the job done. Alex Solis rode him.
At a mile and one-eighth on the turf for three-year-olds, a field of 10 before scratches. Shady Tiger, drawing the rail with Juan Hernandez, is the lukewarm 5-2 favorite in this heat.
Well, Shady Tiger has won on turf, has won on dirt, but he's never raced around two turns. So he's going from a win in a sprint race, the Echo Eddie. Now he's going to go a mile and an eighth on the grass. But I tell you what, Ralph, on my notes, this horse has looked like a router all along. Even though he's done so well sprinting, he's got a long stride and he's kind of steady like a route horse and he works like a route horse. I think he'll handle it. He's got a lot of upside. He's a very talented horse. And I know the connection has been pointing to this race for quite a while. So it's not something they're, it's not a second thought. Well, let's put him in there against the Cowboys. They've been pointing to this mile and eighth race. So Shady Tiger, the one to beat for me. Number five, Curlin's Chaos, is the proven grass horse. He's started twice on the grass at Santa Anita, won both starts. He'll be coming from off the pace. And I think as a long shot, take a look at number nine, Stolen Treasure, who did not make the lead last time and didn't run well, but they put blinkers on today, and this is a horse, if you give him the lead, he'll fight you. And I think it'll be different tactics today. You put the blinkers on, you send him from post number nine. If he makes the lead, we'll see how far he runs. He's 12-1, and he'll be all of that in the race, and he's got a long shot chance in there.
Okay, so in this race, we're going to go three deep as far as the plays are concerned. The one, Shady Tiger, the five, Curlin's KOs, and the nine, Stolen Treasure in the Snow Chief, the eighth race. And then the ninth race will be the fifth of the five California Gold Rush Stakes races, the Malheur Stakes, a very popular and talented Calbred mare. Mile and 16th for three-year-old fillies. That's the ninth on the card. Seven go to the post. Grand Slam Smile is the 8-5 favorite. And how do you see this race?
Yeah, Grand Slam Smile is the best chance for the Northern California horseman to get one of these Calbred Stakes races today. Trainer Steve Specht. She's come down to Santa Anita a few times. She's figured out how to win all three times, whether it be dirt or turf. She won a route race on the grass last time when it looked like she might be beat at the top of the lane, and she just rebroke and pulled away again. She's one of those fillies that, again, she'll fight you if she makes a lead. There is some speed in here. I think she'll track early. And I just like the way this filly does her business. She, you know, she's one of those like the Chosen Run. You get them with a fight, and they get better. And the Grand Slam Smile, the filly to beat here, they skipped a race when we got delayed and had a Saturday cancellation, which is why there's a gap in the race pattern. But she's been in training the whole time. It was just a matter of the weather. So I think she's fit and ready to go. We have Roberta's Love, number 7 on the program, coming off a Sprint Stakes win. She stretches out for the first time. She'll probably be in front, and she's a fighter. And then you have number 1, Safa. Doesn't win a whole lot. A lot of seconds and thirds, but she fires every time, and she tries, and she'll love the two turns on dirt. I think this is what she wants. So three horses in there, but if you have to single, I would take a shot on number 4, Grand Slam Smile, here in the rolling bets.
All right, and that's the ninth race on the card, the five California Gold Rush Stakes races today for Calbreds. All I can say is in each and every one of these races, you got very talented three-year-olds that are Calbreds that are morning line favorites, that's for sure. Talking about the morning line, Jeff Siegel will now be taking over the morning line in Southern California when John White retires, and I think that was a good pick.
Oh, it's terrific. You know, I've been lucky to work with a lot of terrific handicappers in Southern California, and there is nobody better than Jeff Siegel, the best I've ever seen. He understands this game. He knows the game. And he'll be a very capable replacement for our guy, John White, who really did his absolute best to give the players an accurate read on the morning line every day in Southern California. He's a hard guy to replace, but Jeff Siegel is capable of doing that. Glad to see Jeff going to be handling that for Southern California.
Me too. One of the first guys I ever met when I went from the backside to the front side in the media was Jeff Siegel in the press box. And in those days, the writers for the newspapers, etc., used the old Royal typewriters. And Jeff Siegel was the fastest typer I've ever seen on a old Royal typewriter. I mean, sparks came out. He just spewed all of this knowledge from his mind to the paper. And he's a great friend. And do me a big favor when you see him in the press box today. Tell him Ralph Sirocco congratulates him on it. He's well deserved. That's for sure.
I will do that, Ralph. I tell you what, if I had to pound away on a typewriter, I'd be out of business because I use the backspace key on my computer like no other.
That's right. It was amazing, though. Those were the good old days. That's for sure. Jeff, knowledgeable from A to Z in this game and loves it as well. You got to like that. And he will protect the players with his knowledge of the morning line and how he thinks gamblers will gamble on those races, that's for sure. All right, John, did Linda report for all the 10 races today at Santa Anita available right now here at the South Point and only at the South Point in this entire gaming capital? The only place you can get John Lindo's Linda report covering all the races plus the suggested late pick 4 and all the goody information at the bottom of the sheet. One comprehensive sheet available right now here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, exclusively complimentaries here. Only place you can get it in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, if you're not in Las Vegas, Nevada, you might want it anyhow, and John's going to tell you how to get it.
You can pick it up at todaysracingdigest.com. That's today's Racing Digest, all one word. My selection sheet is there. The same Linda report you see at the South Point is available there every racing day.
All right, John, well, we will get going, and I can't wait for the entire card on Monday as well, but this is going to be fun today, that's for sure, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today, and it's great to see some good racing throughout the weekend in Santa Anita.
Oh,
looking
man.
Forward to it.
This is going to be fun, that's for sure. Thanks a lot, John. All right, we'll be back. We're going to wrap it up with Rich Eng and Jerry Jackowitz yet to come. Don't go away. We're just juggling a little bit here, but we'll be right back.
South South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action Saturday and Sunday nights. The trials to the Edbert Million Futurity are set for Sunday night, May 26th. Impressive debut winners Norco, Wire Fraud, and Big Hurt are among the young standouts to watch in the trials, plus night racing's best bets. The early pick four had a big pool on May 5th, and check out the late pick four pool on May 12th, plus our pick six promo. Great weekends of action, always at Los Alamitos.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Memorial Day weekend Saturday show. Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow. And, of course, a special Monday Memorial Day Race Day show at the same time, 7 a.m. Pacific time, starting out that show as well. Now we're going to bring in Rich Eng. Good morning, Richie.
Hey, good morning, Fee.
My man, we got some great cards going on for the weekend at Santa Anita. Very refreshing, that's for sure. Today's no exception with the California Gold Rush stakes. That's stakes races on tap. And, of course, you have your selection sheet at the racedaylasvegas.com website. Just go there and pick up Richie's sheet covering all 10 races today and every Southern California racing day. And I guess that you concur that Monday's card at Santa Anita, the Hollywood Park meet, but the Hollywood meet for, at Santa Anita is an exceptional card.
Well, quite frankly, I haven't had a chance to look at it, but if you and Jonathan's and John Lindo say it's a card, that's what I believe, because I'll do that on Sunday night. I look forward to it.
All right, as far as sports is concerned over this weekend, we know we got baseball going on, but what about the playoffs and both in hockey and the NBA?
Well, last night, quite frankly, was like a dagger through my heart, Ralph. The Dallas Mavericks, Luka Doncic hit a last-second three-pointer to steal the game from the Minnesota Timberwolves. So now the Timberwolves are down 0-2 and really have a difficult hill to climb. They got to go to Dallas to play two games, and they got to try to win 4 out of 5. So that bet of mine is in serious jeopardy, Ralph. As far as the other series in the NBA, the Boston Celtics play at Indiana tonight. The Pacers' best player, Tyrese Halliburton, is a game-time decision. He suffered a hamstring injury in Game 2 and sat out from the third quarter on. So Boston's favored by 7, but you got to wait to see if Halliburton's going to play or not. He's their best player. And I actually made a hockey play, Ralph, because, on the other show, I said I usually don't bet much on hockey, but, I watched the Dallas Stars play the Vegas Golden Knights, and it took a really good team to beat the Golden Knights and knock them out of the playoffs. That's the Stars. They lost the first game of the series at home against Edmonton. They played game 2 tonight in Dallas. But the series price, because of the loss, Dallas went from a minus 150 favorite to a plus 160 underdog. And I said, that's pretty tempting odds. So I put some money on Dallas to come back and win the series at plus 160.
And it's best of 7.
And it's best of 7. So yeah. I got to try 4 out of 6. The key is they got to win tonight's game, or else they'll be in the same situation the Minnesota Timberwolves are. Key game tonight for Dallas playing at home.
All right, well, your connection is going in and out, so we're going to get right to your pick for today at Santa Anita.
Race number 7 at Santa Anita. It's a 6-furlong sprint. Let's go with the 1, Irish Waheen. This horse keeps getting claimed, Ralph, and she keeps running well for whoever the connections are. Can sit a nice stalking trip down on the inside and stay well ground. Let's go with the 1, Irish Waheen, race 7, Santa Anita.
All righty. In the 7th race today, number 1, Irish Waheen. The 1 in the 7th race is your selection there at Santa Anita. And you and Jerry been, was hot yesterday with landing on the same horse. So let's keep the mojo going. Richie, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right. Now we're going to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. And, Jerry, you always tell everybody on the show when you make selections with your link-ups to make sure that you reverse, because you could be a little bit wrong and still cash. And that was exactly what happened yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct.
Well, good morning, Ralph. Well, that was true with Sola at the Aqueduct.
Yeah.
We went up at 10 to 1.
Right.
And I think Jonathan Hardoon also liked him. So,
yeah.
We got a fantastic payoff of $54, 54 to 1 on the exact.
Sure. Yeah.
And the horse that beat us, Moon Knight Dream Day, was part of our spread. And, you know, that's what you do with. People don't understand how to play 10 to 1s. They play them like they're 2 to 1s. Mm-hmm. It's really a shame, because you should have about a third to 40% of your money on the, when you're doing exacta spreads, in the win position.
Yeah.
And you should have two thirds of your money approximately in the place position. So for me, I actually did a lot better than the win bet in a way, because I had more money placed on the place area. Why do I do it?
Right.
I do it because when you get to 8, 10 to 1, the horses win one time for every time they come in second. So you get it, when you have a win place strategy like me, you end up getting three cashes by betting the horse win in place and a little more money on the place. So it's a shame people don't understand it, but that was really a great win.
Well,
and of course, we had Uncle Reg with me, and Richie had that one together.
Yeah, and the last race at San Anita. But going back to what you were saying now, you know, we have emphasized so much on the selections on the show, but it's important to know how to bet too, because picking horses is just half the equation. How to manage and bet your money for optimum is the other way. And I'm glad that you had that explanation right now for everybody there, because we have been, we don't talk that much about how to lay out the money on certain situations, right, like that. So that was,
The real things. That A is handicapping. B is putting plays together using different handicappers' opinions.
Uh-huh.
Three is betting so that you can win a little bit better than the odds and win a little more frequently than the odds. You don't have to do it by a great amount in order to actually turn yourself into a plus player.
All right, let's get some more plus stuff right now. How about that? Let's go to Belmont at Aqueduct.
And I'll throw this out to you right now. If anybody goes and picks up the Power Page today, well, you're going to get this for free on the show. You'll notice I have a star horse in the same race that Richie picked, but it's not Irish Wahini. So, you know, maybe you can make a little exacted there.
Okay, Belmont Aqueduct first.
Okay, let's go to the third race. I got Jackson Heights, the 7, looking pretty good to me. I'll take the 7 over the 2-3-5, do some reverses, 2-3-5 over the 7. But we'll play the 7 in race number 3. Jackson Heights.
All right. And again, the 7 is the key. That'll be the win bet. And then when you get to the exactas, et cetera, with the reverses, it'll be the 7 with 2, 3, 5 and reverse in the formula that you had just talked about. All right. Let's go.
Yeah, I should admit this is like a really Orlando Noda play where the horse is just sort of running himself into condition and looks okay. That's 3 to 1 seems fair.
Okay, Santa Anita, you already tipped the mitt about going in the same race with Rich Eng. Richie's horse, of course, Irish Wahini in the 7th race. So who do you like there?
Well, no, I'm just saying that if you get the Power Page, there's a star horse in the race.
Oh, okay, you're not gonna do that? Okay, good, fine.
No, I'm going to give you a different race.
Oh, fantastic.
I want people to actually spend money with me.
Just go get the Power Page and get that star horse, because...
Right.
I know what it is, I'm going to play it. Okay.
Well, you play him all the time.
Yeah.
Let's go to the 10th race. Number 5, Lemon Sushi for Val Brinkerhoff. He runs a lot of nice turf races, and actually he's a little faster than these. And I think he's just caught a softer field. And looks like she's in really good shape. He looks like he's very sharp. I mean, you know, this is the second off in a cycle.
Yeah.
Lightly raced. 6-year-old gelding should be rip-roaring to run today.
Okay.
So I like the 5 an awful lot. We're getting 6 to 1. I'll go win in place there.
Okay.
Play the 5 over the 1-6-7-9. Do my reverses 1-6-7-9 over the 5. Here my play will be like 50-50.
All right. Let me do this quick because we're about ready to close the show. In the 10th and final race, you like the the five, and the link-ups are 1, 6, 7, and 9, and reverse. Jonathan Ardoon came with the 9, so I've got a Scirocco play of the 5-9-9-5 exacta box. But you got the 5 over 1, 6, 7, and 9, and reverse. He already told you about the power pages, so get them wherever you can, folks, at the JerryJ'sPowerPage.com. One more thing to say, Jerry. You're going to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Cilotto at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.